Technology Quarterly.
A Technology Quarterly on Spycraft.
Artificial Intelligence. Spook GPT. Artificial intelligence can speed sort satellite photos. Could it also recruit an agent?
In 1957, Frank Rosenblatt, a psychologist, built a machine called the Perceptron. Modelled on the human brain, its neural networks were a forerunner of today's artificial intelligence, or AI. It intrigued the CIA, which was drowning in photos from spy planes and satellites. It funded the Perceptron in the hope of automatically identifying objects of interest. The experiment failed. There was not enough computing power, storage or training data available, but it was a start. Spy agencies used machine learning to sift through images and text in the Cold War and then to identify patterns in billions of phone records after 9/11. Although advances in algorithms and computing power over the past decade have made those models faster and better, most agencies still believe AI will assist humans rather than replace them. However, the Perceptron's successors, large language models or LLMs like GPT-4, are beginning to challenge that assumption. Start with geospatial intelligence or GEOINT. Machines have not solved the problem that led to the CIA's interest in the Perceptron. Too many images from space, too few people, and too little time to sort through them. Vice Admiral Frank Whitworth, who runs America's National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or NGA, points out that the number of humans in his agency, around 14,000 today, compared with 32,000 in the National Security Agency, or NSA, will rise more slowly than the terabytes from space. Computer vision is helping deal with the deluge. If you started a shift at 7:30 a.m., says General Sir Jim Hockenhull, who oversees British Defence Intelligence, you might get to the important image at 1 p.m. Now algorithms flag up key changes and analysts are at least twice as productive. Through my career, intelligence analysts used to spend 80% of their time wrangling the information and 20% adding value, he says. In the geospatial world, we've been able to flip that. The war in Ukraine has been an accelerator for experimentation, says Trent Maul of America's Defense Intelligence Agency, or DIA. He points out that data from one sensor now routinely prompt collection from another in an automated fashion you've never seen before. A process that is enabling the DIA and other agencies to process data at a speed, volume and accuracy that has never been done. Admiral Whitworth says that visual transformers, a subset of the generative pre-trained transformers that form the GPT in ChatGPT, hold great promise. They might allow a model to provide context, not just identifying a missile battery, but explaining how it is deployed. British intelligence is experimenting with tools that can produce automatic orders of battle, summaries of the deployment of enemy forces. It helps that armies, especially if conscript heavy, often position in predictable ways. That was not possible even in early 2022. But the Admiral is wary of hype. The NGA says humans still outperform algorithms. The models get 70 to 80% right, says one person familiar with the data, but that depends on the target. Jets on an airfield are easy. Smaller or more obscure hardware, less so. It was not until the war in Ukraine that the agency realized it would need to train models to recognize destroyed equipment, like mangled tanks. The big difference between computer vision in the civilian and intelligence world, says Admiral Whitworth, is that for facial recognition algorithms, a face makes up 80% of the field of view. A missile in a forest in the corner of a satellite image is another matter. We're looking at 0.02%. The fact that GEOINT is used in military targeting creates a high threshold. We cannot afford any hallucination, he says. The algorithm is always going to be an entry-level analyst. Similar debates are playing out in adjacent fields. American intelligence officials already have access to ChatGPT-like tools on their mobile phones, which are based on non-classified data. In May, Microsoft said it had developed an air-gapped version of GPT-4, disconnected from the internet for American agencies. Some experts are still sceptical. In April, Adam See, the semi-anonymous chief data scientist for Britain's GCHQ, described LLMs as a really sketchy technology for analysts who have a profound national obligation to be right. In a paper published in 2023, Mr. See and Richard Carter of the Alan Turing Institute, a think tank, warned that existing LLMs could not be trusted to produce finished intelligence reports, which require lateral thinking and counterfactual what-if reasoning. New hybrid models would be needed for that, they argued, such as neurosymbolic networks, which combine the statistical approach of neural networks with old-fashioned logic-based, if this, then that, AI. Until then, the LLMs were best confined to early stages of drafting, an extremely junior analyst. People working with cutting-edge models contest this and say that agencies are being too conservative. A recent paper by Philip Schorniger of the London School of Economics and colleagues found that volunteers given access to LLMs made forecasts that were 23% more accurate than a control group. Others hope to go much further. Mark Warner, who chairs the Senate's Intelligence Committee, says that as recently as a year ago, there was still talk of a single large language model which would combine images, intercepts and files acquired by human intelligence. In practice, collecting lots of data requires storage capacity and running machine learning models on it requires lots of computing power. The NGA is the largest consumer of both in the American intelligence community. Many intelligence agencies are building secret cloud servers to host classified data. But these are turning into superpower infrastructure, says a European intelligence official, with only American and Chinese firms capable of building them. The days of building sovereign technologies in-house are in the past, he says. Even with a secret cloud, throwing data into a common bucket is not easy. The idea of a unifying model has faded, says Mr. Warner. The NGA is going to have its model. NSA is going to have its model. CIA may have a third. There are bureaucratic and technical reasons. Much of the key work that needs to be done to make the intelligence community AI ready isn't very sexy, says Jason Matheny, who oversaw technology and national security policy in the White House until 2022. It's building systems that modern software can run on, is ensuring that databases within and across agencies are interoperable. A larger question is whether LLMs can go beyond understanding the world to acting in it. Humint agencies refer to the recruitment cycle of spotting a target, assessing their value, developing a relationship, and then recruiting them. In 2023, Sir Richard Moore, head of MI6, hinted that AI was already helping. My teams are now using AI to augment but not replace their own judgment about how people might act in various situations, he said. In future, as AI begins to overtake some aspects of human cognition, digital tools may come to understand or predict human behaviour better than humans. In a working paper published in March, researchers at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne describe an experiment in which participants engaged in short debates against another human, the GPT-4 model, or the same model given basic information about the participant, such as age, employment and political affiliation. The personalised model was 82% more persuasive than a human. The AI players tend to implement logical and analytical thinking significantly more than humans. The next frontier could be agentic AI, in which LLMs can perform actions on a user's behalf. The Alan Turing Institute recently tested LLM OSINT, a model which can build a dossier on someone using open sources, answer questions about them, develop a psychological profile, and write convincing phishing emails. If that model were paired with others, it is possible to imagine a virtual case officer performing every step in the intelligence cycle, including recruitment. Skeptics point to a human element that AI cannot replicate. Jack O'Connor, a former CIA officer, writes of how an analyst realized the Soviet cruise ships ferrying troops to Cuba in 1962 were the ones with empty swimming pools. Algorithms may never be able to detect when something absent from the image may be more important than all the objects that are on the image, he concludes. There will always be an extraordinary bond that allows one person genuinely to confide in another, insists Sir Richard. However, swift and all-encompassing the advance of AI, some relationships are going to stay uniquely, stubbornly human.